I found some gems of videos, and you also found something that we're going to play that Shani said, which is very interesting. But why not just, you know, give a little bit of a summary of what your channel is all about to the people who might not know what you do.
Basically, I make comedy and parody videos, also make remix music videos. Thursday, I drop a video called Minute of Lulz Cow, like a minute to 2 minute recap of all of the weirdos on the internet. Basically, have like a sort of a growing roster of these Lulz Cows that I just basically roast because they deserve it and it's fun.
Sadly, Tucker Carlson is the protagonist in this video, which is weird. Still smarter than the guy talking to him. I don't normally have you read out the title.
Tucker Carlson thinks 9/11 truthers are parasites. He's a sold out shill proof. Okay.
So that's grammar right there. Oh, it's God. All caps too, so you know it's right.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, good to see you after we met briefly at the event in 2008 in Minneapolis for Ron Paul.
Oh, that was fun. I remember
yeah,
that.
But you had to leave early. What happened? Why did you bail on Ron Paul?
I'll tell you why.
I didn't bail on Ron Paul.
All right, so that's the mask off. Jesse Ventura got up. About to be like a truther thing.
Truthers are annoying. I will agree with that.
Tucker Carlson's getting annoyed by him, but there's something that he says a little bit into this video that actually kind of pisses me off. Tucker, like what Tucker says actually kind of pisses me off.
Up and started saying 9/11 was an inside job.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, he did say that.
No, he said that it was curious why the FBI had bin Laden I got it, I was there.
But
so you had to leave because that one controversial...
I was enraged by it. It wasn't controversial.
So you were personally enraged.
Wait, you have standards?
It wasn't controversial. It was stupid. And if there's any evidence that the government's behind 9/11, I'd believe anything if there's evidence, but there isn't any. So
it's like, come on. I'm the king of dog whistling over here.
Pretty much says the equivalent to that.
Knock it off. That's my view.
Okay, but
and
one...
I said that to him.
Sure. But one stupid person says something stupid at a Ron Paul event.
I hate that. I am open to almost any crackpot theory about anything on that subject.
There we go. This is just a step too far. Shouldn't that say a lot? I mean, he would have said that if he could. But
that would destroy his entire career. You know, I say a bunch of insane bullshit that I don't mean all the time. You know, like... That's just too far.
This is just like when Shani had to give Jason a tip on parenting, not to have the fucking kid go pick up the DoorDash instead.
Oh, and yet she still wouldn't stop playing her stupid game.
Nope, didn't do it herself.
Didn't even pause it.
What's your take on Building 7? Which explanation do you believe?
Come on.
This is a serious question. Which explanation?
You get some surprisingly real content when it comes to like genuinely crazy batshit people. You know what I mean?
Towers coming down. They brought it down.
This is a no-win conversation, so I'm not going to continue it. But let me just say one thing. My macro view is the obvious one, which is
it's an easy win. Just say it's fucking bullshit to his face. He doesn't want to lose a potential viewer, though, does he?
He's trying to sit on the fence.
If he's going to try and sit on the fence, then why take that stance of like I'm not into that truth or shit, and that's why I left.
That would cost him his job at Fox News, and he knows it.
Climate change. Well, I just don't know about that. I'm just not sure. I haven't done the research.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Sargon defense, yo.
We're playing into him.
Okay, so are you still supporting Ron Paul?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm supporting Ron Paul. I like Ron Paul. I've always liked Ron Paul.
So, are you supporting anybody in the race this year?
No, I don't support. I don't even.
You're
vote
an objective
somewhere.
Journalist.
I don't even vote. I'm hardly objective. I'm honest. I'm not objective.
No, you aren't. That's the biggest honest. Lie you've ever told in your life. Look at that. His face says that it's bullshit. You see what I mean?
Every facial expression he's made throughout this entire thing has just showed just how disingenuous this entire exchange is.
It's word salad. He doesn't want to piss anybody off, so he's just sort of giving a non-answer. That's what he's doing.
There you go. Certainly not. Afraid to speak your mind.
No, I'm not. No. You can assess my views. They're very clear.
You have any
but
message?
I hate that.
You kind of are afraid to speak your mind, though, because, like, you're not just coming out and saying it.
9/11
he looks like he just jizzed in his pants.
He did.
Wish they just kicked those people out. I mean,
my aunt was supposed to be on the 93rd floor.
Really?
It's important for people whose family is involved to know the truth, whether or not the government was involved or whether it was terrorists.
God.
Like, there's a history of government.
An appeal to emotion, I see.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So, what do you mean, kick them out?
I don't know. Whatever.
Anybody who's a 9/11 truther should be kicked out of the.
So wait,
country?
This is like a fluke of truth.
Of course not.
I mean, a flock of truthers that came to harass Tucker Carlson. That's crazy.
I don't even believe in parking tickets. I mean, please. I just don't. I think that people, before saying something that heavy, ought to present real evidence and not just it's a coincidence.
Oh, you mean like before saying something like the election is fraudulent and has been stolen?
I was just gonna fucking say that. Yeah, another wild conspiracy theory that just so happens to be accepted by more people, so you're okay with saying it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so much shit that he says that is unfounded, has no evidence to back it up. I mean, the fucking religion, for one, let alone all the fucking dipshit conspiracy theories. But now he's like, oh, yeah, that's too far for me. Yeah, no, this is real. I don't think this makes Tucker look good at all. This makes Tucker look worse, because it's like, now he's just being selective with the fucking conspiracy shit that he's okay with. And it's clear why, because, like, he's an establishment simp.
Tucker's opinions are bought and paid for, and if you haven't already rented out that ad space, then he's not gonna have an opinion at all.
Yeah.
He's not gonna have an opinion on anything that he hasn't been paid to say, so.
Exactly.
He should've just looked both ways and been like, how much are you paying me to say this?
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you got enough money, if you got a few $1 billion lying around, I'll say whatever want me to say. Holy
Are you
shit.
Related to George Bush? Okay, then.
Yeah, he's got a cameo, but it only applies to corporations.
Is this Brett Keane's channel? Is this
actually... No, like, this is, like, someone inspired by Brett Keane.
So, the guy's name is J-Dubs, but he goes by something else now. Well, this is his gaming channel. J-Dubs has another channel.
This is his gaming channel, Games You Love. Will Kincaid was also inspired by Brett Keane, so that's not just one person.
Wait, so is this J-Dubs or no?
This person on screen right now, this is Will Kincaid.
So, what would you think if TJ did a podcast with Brett Keane?
TJ has not talked about Brett Keane in almost 4 years.
I don't like talking about Brett Keane. The only reason I decided to bring this up is there was a lot of Will Kincaids back then. The only thing they ever thought was funny was a bunch of fucking Brett Keane jokes. Did you catch what was in the background?
I'd watch every fucking episode.
Oh my god, it's Brett Keane. This is actually worse than Brett Keane. Talking fan fiction about a four-year-old fucking meme. Person who hasn't fucking contacted or talked to Brett Keane in 4 years. Dude, have you ever run into the guy? He's come in our Discord before, I believe. Anytime, like, DP comes up in conversation, he goes, hey, you guys remember the Pokemon Go hot line? I'm the one who lied to Brett Keane about knowing TJ. I'm the one who spawned all that claim to fame that he lied to Brett Keane about TJ raping someone in high school, which started a fucking, it was a funny segment, but like,
that was Will Kincaid.
Wait, was it?
No, I'm just talking with you.
Oh my god, that would have been that would have been the perfect plot twist.
I know, right?
Holy
maybe fuck. Maybe it was. You know what? If this guy's allowed to make up fan fiction, then I'll make up some fan fiction about him too. Let's continue, right?
You know what? I haven't gone on a Brett Keane rant or even heard a Brett Keane rant in like a good like 2 years. That was a long time coming. I had to let it out.
You think Brett Keane could get along with TJ, and TJ can get along with Brett Keane for
podcast? Okay.
Right,
but if they didn't, it would still be fucking hilarious.
What would that
No, not in a million years. Oh, my God.
That would be cringe.
I love
that
how...
That would be cringe.
Every word that comes out of this motherfucker's mouth is so fucking wrong.
What would be the name of the podcast?
Fucking... I don't fucking know. Like, probably something.
You don't
like,
even have a name in mind. You're just like, yeah, what if TJ one day decided to do a podcast with a nobody featured on J-Dub's channel?
Oh my god. Dude, that's legit these people's dream, because to them, if Brett Keane ever blows up, they'll get bigger by fucking association.
Bank off the success of, like, if someone will watch an old DP video and they'll hear, oh, check out my gaming channel, Games You Love. They're like, free real estate, guys.
Yeah,
oh my
dude.
God.
Oh my God.
But we haven't gotten to the cringiest part yet, because one of our mutual friends gets brought up. They're like, yeah, what if this person came on our show?
It's oh
like,
my God.
No. Fat, deep... Fuck, I don't know. Dumbass placeholder, not productive. I want not productive. Give me control of the channel. It's that nobody's posting
anything.
It
doesn't exist anymore.
I'm gonna get TJ to give me not productive just to piss this dude off. Hey TJ, hey amazing atheist guy. Can I have not productive?
This guy's just
he
like.
He is. TJ would give not productive to Egghead before he'd give it to this dude. Fuck.
Egghead would do a better fucking job with
he
not
would.
Productive.
There are so many fucking dipshit idiots online who just think they're gonna start the next podcast that's gonna blow up. I can fucking tell you how fucking hard it is. People that clearly don't even have an idea or any talent to begin with just think they're gonna make a show and they're gonna be able to coast off that for the rest of their lives. So many of these fucking dipshits that watch DP back in the day, like, it's so clear all they want is just like a free ride where they can just have a podcast where they do nothing. They don't do any work. They don't put any effort into it. It's just there.
People like that, just really anyone, you have to focus on basically what FML just said in the chat. You have to prioritize making a good community.
Yep.
over trying to like be famous.
And that's not easy to do too, because sometimes you have to make tough calls, especially when you're making a good community, because sometimes people get in that bad person disease, as we like to call it. You know who has it though? Will Kincaid.
Like a year.
What about notproductive.com as well?
He's no longer an anarchist. Brett Key mumbling into the mic as white noise. No. Keep talking. I'm the background noise situation.
No, shut up, Jamie. Shut the fuck up. We're not doing this shit. Not even as a joke. That might have been the stupidest joke that was ever made on this podcast.
But it accentuates what you're saying. Hey, maybe the idea is that it makes him sound interesting by contrast.
Yeah, you're right. I genuinely think that Will Kincaid's inner monologue is just a bunch of Brett Key noises at all times. Not even like him, not even him having dialogue, but just Brett Key noises. You know what I mean?
Him and Rev are the same thing, because that's what Rev does all the time. Individuals.
Rev's just trying to be like a Brett Keen Jr., right? Like, that's pretty evident.
He is. Brett Keen looks like a fucking role model to you. Holy shit.
He was the one that was hit instead of him hitting the wife.
I also hate the word individual even more now, because at least it left my mind when I didn't have to think about Brett Keen. But now that I'm watching The Geek Room again, thanks, Frank, I have to hear Rev saying it all the fucking time.
All right, you don't want the website either? Well, you'd make a demand for the YouTube channel. Might as well make demands for the...
How about that fat atheist? You want that too?
Oh, that fat atheist. That's a good one.
So with that being said...
Are the people in the room with him just, like, making fun of him?
What person that's not, like, a bottom-of-the-barrel level would partake in Games You Love the channel, honestly?
Yeah, that's kind of true. Okay.
I think it would be good to have G-Man Lusty? Myself.
So G-Man, maybe... But I don't think the G-Man atheist...
Idea. Wait, that was one of the other... You're literally considering doing a podcast with fucking G-Man of all people? You're an atheist, right? You know that he would dox you and threaten to hit you with a sledgehammer if he had. He's done that before.
Yeah, and if you're trans, he'll threaten to outright murder you.
Yeah.
Oh, only if he goes on a date with you by accident.
I don't know if you remember this, Jamie, but there was a long time when we just all saw G-Man as like, oh, you know, he's stupid, but he's harmless, right? Especially the more attention that he's gotten. He's gotten a huge fucking ego. One of the biggest fucking pieces of shit around this corner of the internet, if I'm being entirely honest with you.
If he hits on you and you reject him, then he calls you a whore and a prostitute. So that was fun.
What a piece of shit. What if he hits on you and you're trans, but you don't hit on him back?
So you think you could do a podcast with it, TJ?
I've talked to
He shakes his head no and says yes.
I really don't miss the DP community, because there were a lot of cringy fuckers like this. I'm glad that they don't watch my shit no more. There was a toxic fan base, okay? It was a very toxic fan base.
We're the best podcast on the fucking internet. The internet just doesn't know it yet, right?
Yeah. Let's call Chelsea tonight and see if she wants to be on the thing.
Oh my god.
I'm sure Chelsea will come on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I'll be honest, I don't think even G-Man would waste his time with this fucker.
There was a period of time where G-Man did jump on a panel on Will's channel for a while, but that didn't last long. I don't watch his stuff. I'm not sub to it, so maybe he's been on since then, but that was like at least 6 months ago.
Yeah, but imagine doing a show with this dude.
No way.
The Amazing Atheist, I think him and Brett Keen should have a butt sandwich together with, I don't know, dude.
Bad inside jokes that are from like 4 years ago from a community that hasn't even been about those inside jokes.
You can't build a community based on memeing on another community.
You need to be entertaining in your own way and make your own fucking inside jokes, and that's what successful podcasts do that actually build themselves up. They go and they look for other entertaining content. They don't just try and retread the same shit that everyone else has done, but better. That's why we don't talk about Brett Keen. The only reason we're talking about him right now, even at all, and we aren't even really talking about him that much, because this guy's obsessed with him. And we're trying to make a point here that people need to step into the fucking future. There aren't many people like Will Kincaid left, but there are some people left like Will Kincaid who still think this bullshit is fucking funny, and it's not.
Good old Snore Corpse.
He's shitting on AOC with no justified reason again, so let's talk about that. We actually haven't talked about him that much. I figured that this would be a good video to take the opportunity.
Little bitty AOC is all scared. She needs her.
I like how he pretends to be a man, but he literally starts by crying like a baby. To me, it's not ironic. To me, this is just how War Corpse sounds when I hear him talk. Toast, do you know anything about War Corpse? Are you familiar with this guy at all?
No, but I already hate him.
This guy's most famous because of an image that went around. He had this video telling a little girl that feminism is stupid. It's a picture of him cracking up like a 2-liter Dr. Pepper and chugging it down. Basically, the epitome of the internet neckbeard. Biggest piece of shit that you can possibly imagine. Think of every negative trait a neckbeard could have.
They used to refer to him on DP as the botched TJ clone.
He has a notorious rival with Swegta. They've debated each other about 3 times, one of which has been on this show. It's really fucking good. There's a clip of it up on the channel.
She's in Congress because she doesn't feel safe around colleagues. What the hell is
I wonder
happen?
Why.
I wouldn't feel safe around colleagues that were calling for my death.
She was talking about how she was actually hiding
that
day, and she was taking off her shoes, and she was asking the other lady that was with her, like, do you have a pair of sneakers in case I need to run for my life? No one should ever be put in that position just because they vote differently or pass a law that someone... I just don't understand the kind of extreme measures that the group of people took that day. You want to protest in the street? That's your constitutional right. Protest in the street. But storming a government building, setting up a noose, threatening to kill people? I'm sorry, but you should be ashamed of yourself and you should be under the jail. You should lose your job, humiliated all over Twitter. Your life should be done.
And here's the thing. If this was an uprising started by left-wing people, do you think that the right would be saying these same fucking talking points? No, Warhorse would be fucking enraged about it. He would be saying this, that, and the other. Fucking people like this who have no consistency at all. All they do is play partisan politics. Anything that the right does is good, vice versa. Fucking can't stand that shit. Use your brain.
Everything's gotta be through a hyper fucking partisan lens. Someone on our team did this? Yeah, well, it was good. Someone on the other team did something? Well, it was bad. I'm sorry, I can call out the Democrats. I can call out fucking socialists and lefties when they fuck up. Fucking principle. Having an actual goddamn fucking spine.
By design, this is what a two-party system enables, this type of bullshit, is that it's intentional. Like, this way, neither party has to really fucking try. All they have to do is present themselves as, hey, you really don't like the guy who burned you last time, right? Well, we're the alternative, and that's all they do. They hope that people will rotate in and out. And the one thing that they want more than anything is for the American people to fucking hate each other. Government's bought and paid for.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, or as I like to call her, Little Lexi.
This is a rare example of someone who I would genuinely call sexist, because I don't just throw word around. I genuinely don't just like to throw that word around, but Warcorpse undeniably is. This is one of the few fucking people who had the self-respect to stand up for herself. When Ted Cruz was trying to work with her and be like, yeah, I'll work with you on this, she was like, no, fuck you. You literally tried to have me fucking killed last week. Go fuck yourself. She stood up for herself and she said what she actually fucking believed in. To try and like make her out like she's just a little fucking pansy, make her out like she's weak, she's not. She actually is strong enough to fight for what she believes in, regardless of what you think about her. Warcorpse is one of the weakest minded people I've ever seen in my entire life.
Speaking of which, we should get him on.
Yeah, we should have him on again. Whenever he's streaming and I go in and I'm like, come on my channel sometime, he's like, how about you debate me right now? And I'm like, dude, I would like to prepare some questions. I don't want to just right now fucking debate you. Just because of how my living situation is, it's easier for me to do fucking streams at night. The dogs and all that shit. So I like to do my streams at night. I can't just drop everything. And, you know, at 1 p.m. when Warcorpse decides to fire up his games and beer stream, I can't just decide to just drop everything and do a debate right there. I'm sorry, but I'd like to at least schedule something a day or two in advance. I don't think that's asking for a lot.
Does he have a YouTube channel?
It's called Lord of Patriarchy.
This guy's an entire fucking gold mine. We've actually covered him a few times on this channel. Yeah, there's also some good stuff that you can find. Definitely worth your time. Definitely worth looking into. I was hoping that we'd be able to introduce someone new to you, so I'm glad we did.
Yeah, I'm always open for suggestions. I'm always looking for new people. I roast pieces of shit like this.
Do you guys have anyone in mind that you've ever wanted to see? And I'll redirect it to Toast if it's a good suggestion.
Primetime and spoke about the continuing threat of Republican lawmakers carrying guns onto the House floor.
Kind of is a problem, especially since a lot of them, again, think the election was fraudulent and were calling for the heads of their fucking colleagues. Yeah, I'd be worried about that fucking too.
The lack of empathy is just astounding to me. If they were put in that position, they were forced to walk down the hallway with somebody who had just threatened to kill them, you know that they would be having the same argument.
I'll be honest, like, it's clear to me why a lot of these fucking dudes hate AOC. They don't like she's a fucking strong woman in government that doesn't take any shit.
You know, when he pulled this video, he didn't look at anything other than the fucking headline. He saw the headline. He's like, I'm going to use this as a platform to just bitch about AOC for 10 minutes and add nothing to the conversation.
I don't know what the status of DC is for concealed carry, but if they have a legal right to carry it, why the hell not?
He's moving around like a fucking bobblehead.
Also, not on government building. What?
Well, that's why they have Secret Service. That's why they have armed guards. Yeah. That's why they have the protocol that they have there. When you have a lot of people, you don't want to have like every single person have a gun. In a situation like that specifically, and if he's really pro Second Amendment, he should already know this, is that you have designated people that have the gun and the training and all of that to protect the building and the people if need be. I'm not talking about someone's house or someone's whatever, but in a government building and airports, that's how it's done. You don't have every every person walking around with a gun. That's not productive because you want to be able to control who's going to be able to handle the situation if shit goes down. Yeah. So he's a complete moron.
What? I'm a patriot, yo. How do we let them fucking get away with that? You don't love this country. You
I was going to say systemic racism, but, you know.
What do you think? The Republican lawmakers are going to pull a gun on you?
No, they'll just tell people to do it.
I don't know. Even if they don't, still, like, I don't blame her. That kind of shit is PTSD-inducing. And as someone who has PTSD, her fucking account sounds a lot like someone who's experienced trauma. I'm so sick of this being downplayed by these fucking dipshits.
Yeah, a lot of the people on BitChute that we watched too, imagine if we heard that conspiracy theorist's idea on what happened, it would be even more radical and extreme than war corpses. It would have been absolutely fucking insane to hear that.
Anyway, she skipped Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday, choosing instead to support striking grocery workers in the Bronx.
Okay, you know what? What problem are you going to have with that war corpse? You're going to find a way to have an actual issue with that? You don't think that's a good thing? You don't think that supporting workers' rights rather than supporting Joe Biden's inauguration is a good thing? I can see the fucking cogs turning in his head. How could I spin this to be a bad thing?
Yeah, he was probably reading that like, now I gotta come up with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Unions are terrible.
You don't even know the terms being discussed here. You don't even know why they're on fucking strike. So what the fuck are you to say?
There's a lot of nuance in that conversation too. Yep. So that's bullshit that he's trying to be like, it's either this or that. That's not at all what the conversation is.
And I say this as a former union member. I know suck because I was forced to join.
Some unions do suck. A lot of unions are not structured the way they should be. We don't have a country that even like supports unions the way it should. There's a lot that needs to be fixed there. Oh, this issue involves unions. I don't like unions. Therefore, fuck it. It's bad.
This is why War Corps is one of the people that we talked about in the show that infuriates me the most, because I just can't stand someone who has like such a black and white view on the world. I just can't tell any of it apart.
It's very much like G-Man, the way that G-Man looks at things.
Exactly. Atheists and Christians. Whenever an atheist does something bad, that's another point for Christians, right? That's not how it fucking works. Also, Catholics are only Christians to G-Man when it's convenient.
And if a Christian disagrees with him, then he says, no, you're lying, you have to be an atheist troll.
When the shit hit the fan and I actually needed the fuckers, they were nowhere to be found. All union representatives do are union. They sit on their ass. They do nothing for complaints.
That's just you. You're literally describing yourself right now. You can play it all day.
Yeah. Also, it's anecdotal, bitch. I'm sorry. There are unions out there that do good. They exist. I'm sorry you had a shitty fucking union experience. Apparently, you can't even be forced to join a union. I think that's illegal.
It's illegal. Yeah. He's lying.
Have a little bit more nuance. Actually look at things and actually look into things. I'm done with this guy. Yeah, go
I will definitely be looking more into him for sure.
Oh, yeah. I believe there's 4 years of content worth on this one.
I might start doing him on my channel as well. He makes me ranty.
Yeah, he makes me ranty too. We got to get him back on this channel eventually. If I can actually convince him to do it, he seems so fucking anti-commitment when it comes to even booking ahead a day or two, but I'll try and get
him
on.
He's a coward. I know people like this. He's a coward. Yeah,
he's a fucking coward. Just like G-Man.
He wants you on his channel probably, if I may guess, and kick you out.
Just like I said, every single fucking time that I've gone into his chat and asked him about it, like, he's just like, come on right now. And I'm like, dude, I want to prepare questions. I want to have some topics. But he's like, no, debate me right now or else I'm not fucking doing it. And I'm like, dude, I've literally seen you pound back 12 fucking beers during this stream alone. I'm not gonna have a conversation with you when you're this fucking trashed. All you're gonna do is say the same fucking shit that you did in your debate with Swegta, where you literally threatened to fucking kill him in your drunken rage. So I'm not gonna have that happen on a stream of mine or even on a stream of fucking yours. If you're gonna have a conversation with me, plan it ahead a few days and you'll be fucking sober. Not a lot to ask for, bitch, asshole, dickwad, fucking cock waffle. Ugh. Swear words.
You know, he does have one thing in common with TJ. He's fucking garbage.
Special thanks to Toast for being our guest on the show for the very first fucking time. It was a lot of fun having you.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Maybe we'll have you another time because I think that was a fun time and we're going to get back to having guests on. So, hell yeah. Cool. Awesome. All right. You guys have a good fucking evening. Thanks to everyone in the chat, especially all the people who have been coming over from the Geek Room community and like watching the show, starting to watch this fucking show and giving me love and shit like that. I really do appreciate you guys stopping by. You guys are helping grow the channel and feel really lucky to have people that watch this shit and support us and drop likes and comments if you want to help us grow. And that's pretty much all I have to say. You guys have a good fucking evening and stay toasty.